Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Stevie Dan bringing us back. One of my favorite bands. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for being part of my day. My pleasure to hang out with you, and hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Oh, got a new video up. Yeah, that's right. It's been up for a day or so, but brand new one and a new poll question. We ask a different one every week. We want to know what you think. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far. And including the body of work, we also have the body of work that John Bradbury has shared with us over the last few years that he's been a member of our brain trust. So go back and check out his place in our on our website, and just by putting John Bradbury into our search engine, or this week he's very prominent on our site. So check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget, we got a mobile site. If you want to see how your mobile site should work when people go to your site from on their smartphones, see what we did there, and I think you'll like it the way it works, but you'll also see how to do it. John Bradbury is with us. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. Is that readyfounder.com? Do I remember that right, John?
Yes, sir. Readyfounder.com.
What will they find when they get there?
They'll find resources and tools for entrepreneurs and investors. They can sample a chapter of the book, and of course, link to places where they can buy the book.
All right, so check that out, folks. John, we're talking about the idea that you planted in our heads today about what you call the end of the job. And obviously there are going to be jobs done, but the relationship between employees and employers is clearly going to evolve. I think over the next, John, I'm predicting over the next 3 years, maybe five, probably starting last year, I predict that, especially with the younger generation, small businesses are going to be more and more attractive than big businesses. And I believe as the economy picks up and as the small businesses that are left in the marketplace are going to be stronger financially because they weathered the storm and they're going to have less competition, I think. They're going to be able to pay better and provide more benefits. I just think it's going to be a great time to be looking for folks to help you accomplish your goals in a small business. What do you think?
I completely agree. And one of my, I'm starting to make it my mission to help us over time as small business owners or as entrepreneurs attract more highly talented people into that sector as team members, as employees, or as entrepreneurs themselves, rather than having those talented people think they need to go work for a big corporation right away.
Right. Now, I'm not going, I will say this. There is no better training ground than a big business. They will invest in you to get you training that small businesses still are behind the curve on. I have to be honest about that. But I'll tell you, I just think the things that drive big companies these days is making it less fun to work for them. And I just think small business owners are going to be a very desirable place to be and to follow your dreams and to learn about starting your own business.
Well, and to be fair, you know, as I think you're noting, not every big organization is the same.
Right.
And there are very progressive big organizations, corporations.
I'm generalizing. You're right. I am.
They're managing themselves more entrepreneurially, but the same principle applies whether you're in a small or large business, and it's all about what kind of talent do you want on your team? Do you want people who are self-reliant, who you trust to make good decisions? And if so, then you manage them in a certain way. You lead them in a certain way. If you want people who are dependent and want to be told what to do and, in fact, want to believe that they're going to have a job for 20 years simply because they signed on a dotted line, then you might want to manage them a different way. But
well, I don't. I think we all got to get over that notion, John. That last thing that well, you that, said.
That's my point.
Yeah. Know,
we're needing to, and I've seen the most successful small businesses or entrepreneurs attracting really talented people who can, and actually more talented than themselves, you know, than the business owner.
Right.
And being able to lead that person, you know, do what we call manage the what and not the how.
You know, stake out what you mean by it. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, clarifying the goals and the purpose and the rationale behind here's what we're attempting to do as a business. But as much as possible, allowing them to do it in their own way.
Maybe even their own schedule.
Absolutely.
I mean, obviously, we got deliverables. We got dates that things have to be delivered by. But in terms of whether they do it in the middle of the night or in the middle of the day, maybe be more flexible about that. I mean, I think I just think that managers and owners are going to have to become – they're going to have to think about what some of the things you've helped us think about today, John, if they're going to be successful with the 21st century workforce.
Yes, and it's not just the workforce, but the work technology.
Right.
One of my key team members is probably going to move to Connecticut, and I'm in North Carolina. But we're going to continue to partner. And
one of my team members lives in Malta.
Absolutely.
Hey, John, ReadyFounder.com is his website, folks. The book is Six Secrets to Startup Success. John Bradbury, come back again real soon.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
You too. See you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.